Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, tomorrow night at Benaroya Hall, Luma presents the Symphony of Wonder, and we have Seattle native composer and Grammy winner Mateo Messina in to talk about the event. Good morning, Mateo.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. It's really like the Symphony of Rock, man, because I feel like everything you do always rocks, even when you're putting together a symphony and doing these, you go to Benaroya Hall, you're expecting it, everything's like, you know, fancy pants kind of thing, but you always have like these great rock bands that help out as well.
Yeah. I think it's just from playing in bands in the 90s here.
Yeah.
And then just kind of got in my veins. And I'll tell you something that fascinated me. This, I was in a rehearsal with the whole orchestra and we're working on a tune. And at one point I just said to 80 musicians, I go, "So who here knows Led Zeppelin's In the Light?" And like two people raised their hands. And I was like, "Oh my God, this actually, I forgot."
That, get out. I need new musicians.
But no, it's okay. I mean, it's blending two different worlds together. And it's such a fun combination because it brings so much energy in this massive feel.
I was going to say, it has to be fun to kind of break that stigma of symphony. Because, I mean, obviously, you've done it for so long. You've won awards for doing it. But then all of a sudden, you're like, no, I could still work Alice in Chains into this. Or in this case, I could work Thunder Pussy into this whole thing.
Yeah. It ends up being so much fun. I think people just, when you... what's the word I'm looking for? When you buck expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people think when they come to the symphony, I always remind people, I'm like, look, everyone's going to be dressed up. It looks nice. But imagine nobody's wearing shoes. That's the vibe of this concert. It always is. And so when you bring in, like, great bands and great artists, it doesn't matter what genre of music they come from. And I just happen to love rock. That's what I was raised on, and that's what I live, and that's in me. But it's putting the two together and then bringing, like, you're going to hear Thunder Pussy. Imagine them singing, except for instead of maybe Whitney backing up Molly, now there are 200 singers across three choirs singing backup.
And I have to say, I mean, their new record, which is called West.
West is great.
I remember the first time I put it in and listened to it, I was just like, this is a classic. Like, I highly recommend anyone who's not heard Thunder Pussy's new record, West. It's from beginning to end is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's so freaking good.
How do you go about even putting something that massive together in a space like that? Because Benaroya is a big space, but with, you said, over 200 singers from three choirs. How does that work?
The logistics?
Logistically.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't tell you how many phone calls I've had in the last few days. Where we're doing a dress rehearsal tonight, so we'll work on that as well.
No pressure to show it tomorrow.
Like, part of it is... Yeah, no kidding. Part of it is just, you're trying to work out this choir's blending with the orchestra, blending with the band. But the other part of it literally is blocking. You're going, how do we get 100 people from this side of the stage to walk over on here and the other 100 to walk this way to land within 4 minutes and then they start singing?
Unreal.
And Symphony of Wonder, it's happening tomorrow at Benaroya Hall. Tickets are available at lumaguild.org. And it's also for a great cause. And I was hoping you could talk about Seattle Children's and just the connection that you've had with them for so many years. And you've raised so much money for them.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. We have been doing this for 25 years. This is the 25th symphony, and we just crossed over raising $2 million for kids and families at Seattle Children's Hospital. And that's the entire purpose of this night every year. And what's so great is the audience feels it. And I love that we gather our community together to help others in our community. And I've worked with, I've been volunteering at the hospital since around 98, and I've been playing piano with kids, and we write songs about bees and dogs and farts. We forget about cancer for an hour. And then I've met families that actually end up using this fund. It's called Uncompensated Care, that we raise money for, and also research. And it'll make sure that every kid and family that comes to the door gets help. And I've met families that have used it, and they've said things like, this has been a miracle. Yeah. This saved us. So gathering a bunch of people, like a couple thousand people in our community, and just going, hey, we're going to have a great night, but also we're going to help people in our community. And then people have been so into it and embraced it. So this isn't about like my team, you know, Jose and I and the Luma Guild and everybody involved. It's really about the 2,000 people that come to this show every year and have a blast, and everybody walks out. Like I said, people walk in not knowing what to expect. They're going to walk out, and they always say, I have no idea that's what I was coming to see. That's and so their cool. Hearts are always warm and big smile on their faces.
So will Thunder Pussy perform Bees and Dogs and Farts tomorrow?
Bees and Dogs! And here's one of my favorite things. I'm not going to divulge exactly what we're going to play or anything, but when I sat down with them the first time, I'm like, so who are your influences? Who you want to, you know, what do you love? And they're like, Zeppelin, James Bond, Elvis Presley, Queen. Like, they just went, and I'm like, James Bond? Like, and so,
you can work with that, right?
Yeah. And so we are going to work with that. There are going to be some hijinks tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, if people want to get tickets, they can head to lumaguild.org. And thank you so much for involving the, you know, Seattle Children's Organization in that, because I know you're a parent, Mateo. Steve and I both have kids. You always hope you never have to go there and do that thing, but knowing that we have that safety net here in Seattle is so huge. So the fact that you play such a big part in that is really special.
Absolutely. And thank you guys so much. It's always so much fun to come down here.
Awesome seeing you, my man.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Mateo.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.